Hello, good evening. I'm Gustavo calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Well, let me ask you, is your home a single family home?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
Did you say this was a survey from FIU?
I'm sorry?
Did you say this was a survey from FIU?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. 2000 years ago, so...
2019. Thank you so much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Forty.
Thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, or a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane?
All three of us have, yes. We have. I don't know that we've technically experienced a Category 5, but we've experienced all the other four categories.
Thank you so much. And can you tell me the name or the year of the Category 4 hurricane?
Yeah, Hurricane Ian.
I'm sorry, what hurricane?
Ian, I-A-N.
I-A-N.
Hurricane Ian, that was 22, I think.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Did you say a home damaged by a hurricane?
Yeah.
Yes. Hurricane Ian damaged our home, yes.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
About $15,000.
How much?
$15,000, 15,000.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
No, it was two of the things you mentioned, wind damaging the roof, and there was debris that did fly into the garage door and the fence and things like that. So it was wind damage to the roof and debris being blown around by the wind.
Okay, thank you so much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
No, not too vulnerable.
Not too vulnerable. Okay, thank you so much. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Well, most of my preparations relate to my business. I run tour boats, so I would have to bring both of my boats home on trailers, and I would have to secure them to the ground. And as far as the house is concerned, all we have to do is close all the doors and windows. That's all we have to do.
closed doors. All right, thank you so much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? I would read you a list. When a hurricane watch is issued, it means that hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
Yeah, the last one. Our home is secure and could be secured in just a few hours. Yep.
Thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain,
yes,
or not certain at all?
You know, I'm very, very certain.
Very. Okay, thank you so much. And please select your top three sources of information. In this case, I can help you. Internet sources other than social media or radio or TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp.
This is the very first one that you mentioned, internet sources that are not social media.
And you can select two more sources.
Okay, and the local weather channels, local TV.
The radio, TV, newspapers.
TV.
The TV, and you can select one more.
That's it. It's just those two things.
I'm sorry?
Friends. No, that's it. Yeah, just those two.
Okay, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Any of these factors can be property taxes, the cost of insurance, cost of childcare, cost of housing, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, or there is another one.
Well, I don't know how to answer that exactly. Obviously, all of those costs are problems, but they're problems that Bunny and I take care of. So, none of those have interfered with us being ready for a hurricane. Nope.
In this case, you mentioned any of one of these costs?
Yeah, insurance.
Insurance. Okay, and is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yeah, it's in a flood zone, but we never flood here, so it's stupid. But yes, we're in a flood zone.
Blood zone. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the letter designation for the blood zone?
The
high flood risk.
Yeah, it is the high flood risk, but it never floods here.
Okay, thank you so much.
Through 3 hurricanes and it never floods, so, but that's the category, yep.
Yeah, I'm sure. And when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, the hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
Never.
Okay, and if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
Probably to the bedroom or the bathroom.
Well, in this case, you wouldn't leave under any circumstances, or yeah, as far as possible to another state?
No, we're not leaving, no.
Okay, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
3.
And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
The deductible? 10%, I think.
On dollars, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Yeah, let me think about that. $50,000. Let me think.
Okay, thank you so much. And well, how confident are you that you could come up with $50,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $50,000. I could probably come up.
No, the first one.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? It has decreased or it has increased?
Like doubled. Increased a lot.
Increased, and it has increased from 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Over 10%.
Over 10. And what about the last 3 years? It has increased or decreased?
Yeah, it's increased every year.
And it has increased significantly, over 10% or somewhat?
Yes. It's significantly, yeah.
And what about the last 5 years?
5 years, well, from 5 years ago till today?
From 3 to the last 5 years, from the 3 to the last 5 years, it has increased or decreased?
Increased.
Increase significantly or somewhat?
Significantly.
And what about, from the 5 to the last 10 years? It has increased or decreased?
Increased significantly.
Significantly. Okay, thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provider or increase amount of deductible or decrease coverage or is another one or you continue paying the higher rate?
We're just paying the higher rate.
Okay, and if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
Both my wife and I, if we didn't have to have insurance, we wouldn't have insurance. We don't think it's worth it. So I guess the answer is we'd be happy with zero.
Do you mean that I want to be insured for the full replacement value?
No, I don't want any insurance at all. I have to because I have a mortgage, so I don't have a choice. If I had a choice, I would get rid of it. You see, we suffered a great deal of damage, but our deductible is so high, we never get the benefit of the insurance. So we'd rather put our premium into strengthening the house or something like that. So no, we don't, we'd really rather not have any insurance at all. It doesn't do us any good.
Oh, I got it.
We only have it because we have to have it because we, our mortgage company says we have to have it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it.
Yeah, I really understand. And well, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, or moving to another county within Florida, or would you consider moving to another state? Or I wouldn't move from my home.
Well, if the costs continue to go up and we can't afford it, mm-hmm. then we consider moving to Alabama.
Oh, so moving to another state.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And well, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help it to reimburse your costs? Do you think that is the federal government or the state government or the local government? Or do you think that the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Correct. Well, They need to be involved in recovery efforts, but they shouldn't be involved in taking care of my costs. So I don't know quite how to answer that question. I mean, government needs to be involved in cleanup and restoring services, but they shouldn't be involved in paying me for any loss I have.
How would you answer this question? Do you think that maybe the federal government has to help, or the state government, or the local government, or do you think that the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, the start of that question was about helping me, I guess. All three of them have a role in recovery efforts. All three of them should be involved in recovery, but none of them should be paying for whatever loss I have. That should be on me.
Oh, I got it. And let me tell you that we have completed 63% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time. There's just a few more questions, and I'll be the briefly possible. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? Using a scale from 1 to 5.
4.
Four. And the same questions, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account a hurricane risk?
Three.
And the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? How much confidence do you have from 1 to 5?
4.
And the same question for this, how much confidence do you have the new developments take into account flood risks?
Oh, flood risks, yeah.
From
1 to 2.
At 2. And the last one for this part, how much confidence do you have that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
Thank you so much. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
You don't believe that the sea level rise is happening in Florida?
I've examined photographs, historical photographs of my area at the water levels, the lighthouses, buildings from 100 years ago. Today I've examined historical photographs of buildings that were built in 1891, 1905, 1925. I've examined the buildings themselves. I've been to the Boca Grande Lighthouse. I've been to the Captain Conley's, the old general store in Boquilla. I've seen the home that's on Little Boquilla Island of 1925, and I've seen historical photographs, and I've seen them in the last couple of days. I see them every day. There's no difference in sea level.
Okay, I got it. You don't think that it will affect your finances, maybe.
Nope.
Okay. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 30 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
For my own home? If it's for my own home, the answer is I'm not concerned at all. My neighborhood doesn't flood. The other part of the city does flood, but my part of our part of Cape Coral does not flood.
Okay, and when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Maybe the neighborhood, or schools, or crime, or the price, walkability, or the proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Yeah, proximity to job was very important.
Proximity to job. And you can tell me, in this case, I need two more to complete it.
Crime rates are important to us, low crime rate. I'm sorry, you got to help me out. What were some of the other ones?
I can mention neighborhood, walkability, taxes and fees, the insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family.
Okay, neighborhoods. Then the other one would be the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? I will leave you some ranges. Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years.
Probably 10 to 20 years, I guess.
To 20 years. All right. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
70.
70. And what is your gender? This is just for quality purposes.
I'm a man.
And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
3.
How many people are under 12 years old?
0.
How many people are 65 or older?
How old are you?
65 or older?
2.
How many people? 2.
Yeah, 2.
Okay. And what is your marital status?
I'm happily married.
And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Doctorate.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
Doctorate. JD, Juris Doctor.
It is a college graduate or graduate degree, or
a doctorate. Yeah, a doctorate is a college degree. Yep. My wife has a master's degree, and I have a doctorate.
All right, and are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I don't think so, no.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Human race. The human race.
Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
This is the last question. Can you tell me which is the income range for your household? I'm going to read you a list in this case. Under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, or $50,000 to less than $75,000, or $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000.
Over $100,000.
Over $100,000. All right. I already have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and your help. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much. Yep, I enjoyed it. Yep, thank you.
Thank you so much to you. Have a great night. Okay. Goodbye.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. God bless you too.